Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Maaser's daf Aleph. That's the very first daf in the Masechta. And today's daf and all of Yerushalmi has been sponsored Leilu Nishmas Maris Merim Zara Bas Yaakov Moshe. And because all the Torah being learned in our honor, her neshama should have a tremendous aliyah, and we should all be zeicha to vetzim b'mishpat yipadeh with the coming of Mashiach and kenu b'mherav yomenu. Now this Masechta deals not only with Maaser Rishon but with all Maaseres, as the name Maaseres implies. And in general, the term Maaseres is used to refer to anything that needs to be separated from produce, even truma, and of course Maaser, Maaser Sheni, and other things as well. And in this Masechta, we're going to learn what's chayv in Maaseres, when it's chayv to have Maaseres separated, when is a person allowed to eat from it before Maaseres have been designated, and much more. And a lot of this is going to be familiar because we've already encountered many of these halachas in previous Masechtas when learning about Peah, Demai, Shvias, and in the most recent Masechta, Trumas. So first Mishnah begins by describing what types of produce are chayv in Maaser. The Mishnah tells us, Kalal Amar Maaseres, the Chacham set a rule when it comes to Maaser. Kol Shu Eichel, anything that's considered food, excluding things that are used for dyeing, which is not food, Vinishmar, and it's guarded, meaning it's cultivated. That excludes hefker, which is not cultivated. The gedul of mina aretz, and it grows from the ground. It excludes things like mushrooms that don't grow from the ground. If it fits this bill of eichel, nishmar, and gedul of mina aretz, chayv b'maaser is chayv b'maaser. Va'od kal acher amru, they said another klal as well. Kol shetchilasei eichel v'seifa eichel. If in the beginning of its growth, it's already considered food, and at the end as well, it's considered food. Afal pi sheshimru l'haysef eichel. Even if a person's keeping it in the ground because he wants more food to grow on it, chayv katan v'gadol. It's chayv b'maaser, small and big. For example, you have a head of lettuce. The moment it starts growing, it's already edible, but he keeps it in the ground because he wants more leaves to keep on growing. So something like this is chayv in maaser, small or large. However, if in the beginning of its growth it's not considered edible, but at the end it is considered edible, for example, a fruit, when fruit starts growing, it's not edible, it's only edible later on, it's only chayv in maaser once it reaches the stage that's considered eichel. But if a person picked it before it's considered eichel, it wouldn't be chayv in maaser. And now the Gemara clarifies, kalar maisers v'chulu. So we quote a braisa, ksiv, it says in the pasuk, aser to aser is kol tuvah zarecha, you shall surely take of maaser from all tuvah zarecha. Now a yisi aymer, I would say based off of the words aser to aser, that this tells us, kol advarim yuchayav maisers, all things are chayv in maaser, because aser to aser tells us, you have to take off maaser, mashma, from everything. However, talmud leimer, the pasuk then tells us, as kol tuvah zarecha, all that which grows from your planting, riba, that's an inclusion of only things that are kain tuvah, things that are like grain, those things are chayv in maaser, but not other things. But now we ask, since we just included not only grain, but things that are like grain, that means that we're not necessarily being faithful to the word tevuas zarecha. And therefore, as the Gemara of Riba Shar Zareinigino Shein Nechalin, we should also include other seeds of the garden that are planted, but we don't actually eat that seed. Those should be chayv in maaser as well. So we answer that no. Ksev tevuas zarecha, it says tevuas zarecha, which is a prat, that's a specification. Ksev in the pasuk afterwards says, hayoyitze asada shana shana, that comes out of the ground every year, which is a klal, that's a generalization, which means that we have a klalu pratu klal. The first klal is aser to aser, the prat is tevuah zarecha, and the klal is hayotze sada shana shana. And what do we do when we have a klal pratu klal? We say that the only things that are included in the klal are things that are similar to the prat. Haketzad, how is this expressed? Tom bein tayim, we take from among them, meaning we compare things to the prat, davar shu oichal v'nishmar. Only things that are considered edible, they're food, and they're cultivated, excluding zarei negina, that are not part of this. Now, istabai mishmin v'nada, some learn this from the following drasha. The pasuk says, aser to aser, klal, that's a generalization. But then pasuk says it's called tuvazarecha, prat, that's a specification. What do we have here? Klalu prat, we have a generalization and then a specification. In bechlal el mashav prat, the only things included in the klal are things that are like the prat. Now, in liel tvua, I would say based off of this that we're only including grain, because that's what the prat says. Tuvazarecha, kitnis minayin. How do I know that kitnis, legumes, are chayv in maaser? Tamlem, because the pasuk says, v'chol maaser aretz, and that includes even kitnis. Now we continue, the pasuk also says, mizara aretz. What do we learn from here? L'rabbi zera shum shachalayim v'gargar. This includes seed of shum shachalayim v'gargar. These would also be chayv in maaser. Alpha and Bez on top, we suggest ayachol shani marba zera lofa elyon v'zera krishin zera betzalim zera lefes u'snoinois u'shar zera negino she'in nechalin. You might think that when the pasuk says mizera aretz, it's including all these other things that are not edible. Tamalim, so the pasuk says mizera aretz v'loy kol zera aretz. Make a drasha from his letter mem mizera aretz, that only certain things that are considered zera are chayv in maaser, but not all things are considered zera. We continue with the drasha, pri ha'etz, when the pasuk says the fruit of the tree, l'rabba is called peras ha'ilon. This includes all fruits that grow on trees, they're chayv in maaser. However, yachol shani mar b'churvei shita v'tzalmoina v'churvei gerura, you might think that I include all of these things as well in the chayv of maaser, and these things are not universally edible. Tamlam, it's why the pasuk says mi pri ha'etz, and that tells us loy kol peras ha'ilon. The mem over here from the word mi pri tells us that only from some of the fruits of the tree are we going to be chayv in maaser, but not all fruits of the tree. Therefore, these these things that are not universally edible are not chayv in meiser. And lastly, yirak es minayin, how do we know that vegetables are chayv in meiser? So Izi ben Yehuda Omer, Izi ben Yehuda tells us, ha meiser sli yirak es midivrehen. Meiser for vegetables is only midrabanon, and we don't have a pasuk for it, it's not midaraisa. Now this is actually a subject of a big machlokes rishonim. Most rishonim hold that the only produce chayv in meiser midaraisa is actually dagon, tirsh, and yitzar, grain, grapes, and olives, and all other fruits and vegetables are only drabanon. However, the Rambam, basing himself largely off what we just learned, holds that most produce is chayv in meiser midaraisa, and only vegetables are midrabanon. I continue to explain the mission we said v'nishmar. Only something which is cultivated is chayv in meiser, but something which is hefker is not chayv in meiser. So Rav Chisda Amar Chisda tells us, hefker kama. Let's say a person was mafker his grain while it was kama. It was still standing. It was attached to the ground and it wasn't cut off yet. V'chazer v'zachaba, and then he was zaycha in his grain again. V'avar v'ifash man truma, and then he was iver, and he separated truma and meiser as well. Harezer truma, we say it's considered truma, and it's valid. Even though technically it's pater, because he was zaycha in it from hefker, still it's considered truma. Now the proper girsa is to add in the following line, hefker shibalin, that if he was mafker his grain after it was shibalim, meaning after he cut it down already, v'chazer v'zachaba, he went and was zaycha in it, v'avar v'ifash man truma, and he was iver, and he separated truma. Ainzu truma, it's not considered truma. Now we pick up with the gears that we have in our Gemara. Mabin kamal shibalin. So what's the difference between standing grain and shibalin after it's already been cut? And the answer is kama ad shalayv kira. Standing grain before he was mafkir it. He wasn't mafkir it, let's say. Avar v'hefer shimena truma, if he was iver and he separated truma from it, ain't a truma, it's not considered truma, because not chayv in truma yet. And therefore, in our case, when he was mafkir it and then re-zaycha in it while it was still kama, even though it's technically pater, because again, he was zaycha in it from hefker, still it's considered truma. However, shibalin, when we're talking about stalks that were already cut, ad shalayv kiran, if he was not mafkir them, avar v'hifrish man truma, if he went and separated truma from them, harezu truma, of course that's considered truma, because chayv in truma midaraisa in this stage, and therefore when he's mafkir as shibalim, and then re-zaycha in them, they're pater from truma completely, and therefore even if he separates truma, it's not considered anything. Now, Rav Chanina says, b'shem Rav Chisda, af behekdesh kain, we would say the same exact thing when dealing with hekdesh, that if a person was makdesh his grain, and then he redeemed it from hekdesh, since it was in the rishus of hekdesh, and in the rishus of hekdesh, it's pater from meiser, so now even after he redeemed it, it's pater from meiser. Now we're going to stop here for now. We'll pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about this statement that we just said. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.